The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
Today we're going to be talking about which signs of the zodiac make good lovers and which ones don't. And this is going to be a lot of fun, folks, so just take it for what it is, and I think you're going to learn a lot, and it's just going to be really exciting. Today I have with me my regular guest, my regular monthly guest, Jessica Zavala. She's an intuitive and life coach, and also the author of Love Is, which is the first of a series of books, of 5 books, actually, on love. Now, love is her specialty, so she knows this topic. She knows about the signs and about how people work with certain partners and certain other signs and how they don't and which ones do better than others. And so she's an expert in this. She does this all the time. And so it's going to be really interesting and really fun. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Beverly. Thank you for having me on again.
Oh, well, it's great to have you.
Super excited.
And this is going to be a lot of fun. So let's tell folks, we're not going to tell them that this relationship will work and it won't and all. This is going to be a lot of fun. We want people to enjoy it because we do want people to understand that any relationship can work. And go ahead and tell them the little disclaimer that we want people to understand.
Oh, yeah. I don't want anybody, coming, listening to this, thinking like, oh, God, my relationship's doomed because I'm an Aries and my partner's a whatever, I think any relationship can work as long as, the two people are definitely willing to put the work in and love each other. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult because naturally, different signs, they have different personalities and they have different traits and they work differently. And I just don't want people thinking, it's just there's only specific, relationships that can work, because that's not true, but it's just more easier. The relationship will probably get off the ground a lot more smoother, not so many, trial and errors.
We're just basically saying that some relationships, some signs, the relationship's just a little easier than others, and just some of them need a little more work than others. Sometimes we need to do a little more work because it's a personal growth thing. That sometimes people have to go through. So it's not necessarily a bad thing if it takes more work, because that may be something that you or your partner or both need. So it's just the way you look at things. And so there's good to come from every relationship. And again, we just want you to know that any relationship can work, and we just want this to be something fun. So Jessica, we've got 12 signs of the zodiac to go through, and I know we've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's go ahead and start with the first sign, and what is that sign, and do you have the dates? So in case people are listening and they're not real sure, well, I don't really know what my sign is, let's tell what the dates are for each sign so that they'll know.
For sure. Okay, so there's 4 elements that basically sum up the zodiac. There's water, the element of water, and then there's earth signs, and then there's fire signs, and then there's air signs.
So what you're saying is that each of the, you have a sign, but you also fit into one of these categories. I'm a Leo, but I'm also either an earth, fire, air, or water, and that's just another aspect of my sign, correct?
Yeah, there's different elements to it. So yours would be Leo, so you're a fire sign. Fire signs are usually very, vivacious and very, goal-oriented. And they can consume. It's just kind of like the fire, like an actual fire. It's nice to kind of relate, the signs to that, too, because fire is just, it can consume things. It can, ignite things. It starts things. So is a Leo. Leo's very magnetic, they're very goal-oriented, they go for what they want, they're very driven signs, and they're the type of people that I like to call the bosses of the zodiac. There's 4, I believe, bosses of the zodiac. Me, I personally think it's Leos, Aries, Scorpios, and Aquariuses. those are very, very strong signs. And I like to call them either the bosses or like CEOs of the zodiac, because they're just so driven. I've never knew any of those four signs that weren't driven, goal-oriented, and own their own business or you know, just very on top of everything in their life.
Okay. Well, what about some of the other ones? Earth and air and water.
Yeah, the earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Those are very, you know, six stable signs. They're not so flashy and, you know, goal-oriented. Although, yes, they do have goals and stuff in mind, but they're more of, you know, the kind of worker bee, if you will. They can take charge, but I think that they would feel most comfortable by following, you know, and taking some sort of order or, and there's also water signs. Water signs are Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. And those are the signs that I like to call also like the feelers. They like water. They can, you know, go through crevices and work their way into things. And they feel. Those are very highly sensitive signs where I would even say they tend to be psychic.
Okay.
They're the psychics of the zodiac. Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer.
Maybe more so than others.
More so than others. Yeah, I mean, there's other signs that are, you know, sensitive and psychic, but I feel like the water signs, because they're just so emotionally in tune naturally, they don't have to really dig deep for that. That's just kind of like, it's just there. That's how, you know, this is what they came equipped in life with as far as their signs. And then there's air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So, you know, there's four elements. There's the four elements, and you can kind of look at it also how those four elements work either well with each other or they don't.
So what does air do? What are the qualities of the air?
Air signs tend to be very, let's see. They tend to be a little spacey.
Okay.
I mean, not in a bad sense. They can be very spacey in the sense where, you know, they have a lot of ideas, but they tend to not be able to hold, you know, it down as far as like, you know, the follow through. Those tend to be kind of like the worker bees as well. Aquarius more so is dominant, so I would say more Libra and Gemini might be a little bit more fickle about stuff. But Aquarius has very strong strength, very, you know, not too high energy, but they come through with their strength. They have stability where they have a goal and they set forth on it. Whereas Gemini and Libra, I love those signs, but they can be so fickle and so, you know, a little scatty about things and not a lot of follow through. They also can be, you know, the worker bees, if anything, of the zodiac as well.
So. That's very interesting, especially for, you know, relationships. That's good to know on things like this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It helps you understand your partner better.
Exactly. Dominant signs work very well, obviously, with more of a laid-back, tame sort of sign, because it's like having two captains on a boat, you know?
Right.
You don't want to sink the boat because one captain's saying, let's go that way, and the other's like, no, let's go this way. So, you know, it helps to have a partner that fits the needs that, you know, that you yourself lack, you know?
Yeah.
So do you want to go down the line of...
Yeah, let's start at the very beginning and just let's work down and let's talk about them from the beginning.
Let's do Aries. Okay, so Aries signs, men, women. And I want to let people, before I even get into all this really quick again, these are generalized. You know, they're signs that the sign may not be like other Aries. Aries, you know, you get two Aries, they could be completely, you know, a little offset. A lot of, you know, traits are the same. But I kind of like the analogy of like apples. You know, apples, there's so many different kinds of apples, but they're all apples. So let's say Aries is an apple. You know, there's green apples, red apples, there's
Now, what month is Aries? What are the dates? What are the dates of Aries, the months?
Aries is March 21st through April 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I just want people knowing, like, if you really wanted to get in detail of what kind of Aries or what kind of Scorpio or what kind of Leo you are, you'd have to do a birth chart, because that really gets more in detail of...
And that gets into astrology.
What you are. Yeah, that gets into astrology of, like, who you specifically are, what planets were aligned, in what angle, where is your Venus. It just gets really complex, but, I mean, that's the blueprints of you, who
so
you
this
are.
Really so can get deep. This can get deep.
Oh, God. This show could be forever. This could go on for hours, but we're going to just do the little tip of the iceberg, you know?
Okay.
Stay on the surface. Generalized of, you know, the signs. We're not going to get in too deep, because there could be two signs that are, you know, are the same sign that two people are, like, sort of basically not the same, because this one has a planet in a different, you know, sign. It's just, it gets really into detail. But generally, though, we're talking Aries. Aries are great. They're, you know, they're brave, they're bold, not so patient. They could be pretty, you know, quick to get, I suppose, you know, aggressive when their, you know, patience is needed. So with them, they would need a, you know, a partner with more patience, obviously, more like a softer side. But Aries, yeah, they're great leaders. They're naturally born that way. They, you know, you put something in front of them, they're going to make something of it. You know, they're the type that take charge. And sort of want to do it their own way, though. You know, they follow their own drum.
So what signs would work good for Aries?
Aries are really good with Gemini. Gemini's balance them out a bit. Gemini's more, you know, like I was saying, a little bit more laid back, you know. So it works with Aries, because Aries can be so dominating sometimes. So it works, you know, you got to get... a partner who's more relaxed and chill and not so domineering. Sagittarius has worked really great as well. Sagittarius are full of life as well, but they don't always need to be in control. So that works good with Aries, who likes to feel, you know, again, in control. Leos are good too. Leos work pretty well, because Leos, as long as Leo's feeling loved, you know, they'll be able to kind of give a little bit, like as far as the power, because Leos also like to be in control. But it works with Aries, because they kind of like balance each other out, where Aries can get a little soft if it needs to be, if Leo wants to take, you know, the reins and just, you know, take charge. Scorpio's pretty good too. You know, it's just, it's about balance. Aries lesson, though, needs to be that, you know, it's okay if someone else has a way of doing what they want to do. Aries, like I said, they're great. You know, they're like the CEOs, the manager type of sign, but they can tend to get a little moody and aggressive if they feel like they're being undermined, or their ego has been a little bruised.
Okay.
So it's kind of, you know, it's one of those signs where you have to definitely, you know, keep in mind of your Aries. Your Aries needs to feel loved and in charge most of the time.
Okay. Well, what about the signs that would be more difficult or more of a challenging relationship with Aries?
I'd say right off the bat, like a Libra or Cancer, because they can tend to be very sensitive and, you know, they'll feel overwhelmed. And Aries, you know, what's the thing with Aries too, they come off really strong, because they are very strong. They're a very strong sign, but they can kind of scare like a Pisces or a Cancer or a Libra. Those types of signs will kind of shrink away from it from an Aries, because Aries needs to learn. Like I said, again, people do things their own way, and Aries can come across very overwhelming, like too much, too bold, you know.
What about an Aries with another Aries? What about the same sign with Aries too? If you have two Aries together.
I think that could be super passionate as far as like sex and romance and like a fling. But I mean, it's going to take a lot of understanding from both Aries to really fall through with a relationship like that, because, you know, they're just so much alike. They're so much alike, and both of them want to be admired and adored. How can you adore and admire someone, you know, you're pretty much in need of that yourself, you know, and trying to give from an empty cup. So, and it's not probably the best at all, the same sign, relationship. Like I said, though, it could probably be really fun and, you know, sexy and romantic and, you know, great sex, but that's about it. I think that's about it. I don't really feel like that could go the long term, although it can maybe, but I would give the rate on that very low for it to be long-term relationship.
Okay. Okay, what about the next one? Is the next one Taurus?
Yeah, the next one is Taurus. Tauruses are awesome.
Now, what are the dates to that? What are the dates of Taurus?
The date to Taurus is April 20th through May 20th.
Okay. All right.
And Taurus, they're so sweet. They're so loving and adorable. You could depend on them. I mean, if anyone's looking for an actual, you know, real long lifetime mate, you know, and you're ready to settle down, Taurus is great. They're an earth sign, and they're not the types that are like cheaters. Like where Aries, honestly, not to go back to Aries, but Aries can kind of be a little bit of a roamer where he might be a cheater, you know, or she, you know, because they just like that life. They're just very full of life and energy.
Okay.
Taurus, they want nothing but someone to love and, you know, have someone to depend on, because you could totally depend on them. They make good friends. They make great spouses. They could be a little overly sensitive, though, both male and female. But they're so sweet. It takes them a lot to get upset, too. Once you piss them off, though, you'll know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which signs work good? Yeah. Which signs work good with Taurus?
With Taurus, they're earth signs. So anything water or earth would do well. So like Pisces, Capricorn, Scorpio, Cancer, really good signs. Bad signs, I wouldn't suggest Leos, because Leo likes to be free and be out there. I think Taurus would sort of feel like intimidated, because Taurus likes stability and they're very homebodies too.
Uh-huh.
They like staying at home. They're not one for like, oh, let's go to the club, you know, and well, let's go out and be seen. Tauruses are very, very, you know, relaxed type of creature. So Aquarius, Leos, Aries, not so much. I don't even feel Aquarius, Leo, and Aries signs. They probably end up thinking Tauruses were boring.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not boring. They're not boring. They're just, you know, they're very, very, it doesn't take a lot for them to be happy, and they're creatures of comfort. So they love being at home and with the ones they love. So it's a good sign. Taurus is very good.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Gemini. So that's May 21st through June 20th. And that's the air sign. Gemini's the air sign. So those are good communicators. Those people love to make friends, generally. A lot of people feel also like they can open up to them. And it's for any sign, actually, too, because Geminis tend to be very, they call them the twins, because their sign, their symbol are twins. And the thing with Gemini is they're good to get along with most anybody in the zodiac, I would honestly say. They have a very good leg up on that. So it's not very hard for them to, you know, just get along with just about anybody.
So pretty much any sign would work with a Gemini then.
Well, in a relationship, sure, but there are some, you know, some signs that, that need more stability. And since Gemini can be a little, you know, they tend to be a little fickle on who they are. They can be very interchangeable. So, you know, one minute this, then the next you get that. You know, sometimes people tend to think they might be a little bipolar, that sign, because it's just always switching from one to the next. And
so their personality, you're saying their personality changes a little bit?
Yeah, their personality definitely changes, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
It is. They're the one sign in the zodiac that you could tend to think, like, God, do I even know them? You know, you'll find out some really crazy secrets about them and just think, like, no way, that's not even possible. But yeah, they're very clever. They like to talk to people. They're very, you know, enthusiastic, funny, a bit of a performer, actually. They love performing. They love to be, like, center stage of the conversation. Okay. But bad signs with them would be, like, a Scorpio, generally, because Scorpio likes stability. They don't like things to change too much. They like to know, you know, that someone's going to completely be 100% with them and not change. So Scorpio, not so good. Cancer as well. Cancer would tend to probably be a little insecure, because Cancer can be very sensitive. So enthusiastic Gemini kind of like blow Cancer out of the water. I could see great friends, but lovers, that one's going to have to kind of, you know, have a lot of, there's going to be a lot of patience there, a lot of patience from Cancer. Capricorn's not so good with Gemini. Again, Capricorn wants stability. These are earth signs. Earth signs tend to always want stability. It's the fire and air signs who could definitely deal with, yeah, you know, fluctuation of personality. So, well, Gemini needs someone who's understanding, kind of like another Gemini, honestly, would be,
yeah,
a good
that's
sign.
What I was going to ask. I forgot to ask the Taurus. I want to ask this on all of them. What about the same signs on Taurus and same signs on Gemini? Would they work good together? If you had two Taurus and two Gemini, because I forgot to ask it on Taurus.
I think two Taurus has a good chance, for sure. As long as both of them, you know, don't tend to bore the other too much. Taurus likes some sort of, you know, stimulation. But they would feel very comfortable with each other, for sure.
Yeah. And for Gemini, sure, you say two Geminis would work good too?
Gemini and Gemini would work a lot better than, you know, like a Taurus and Taurus.
Okay.
Or even Aries, I don't see that. That one's like the bottom barrel of that.
Oh, okay.
That could probably work. Gemini, though, it's interesting, because I think Gemini and Gemini would have a really good chance at that, because they kind of keep each other on their toes. They like instability, where it's like there's always something new and fresh going on. You know, they don't want to feel bored. Yeah. You know, they don't like, Gemini does not like mundane, everyday, same old story. They don't. As to where Taurus, that's Taurus feeds off of, you know, stability and consistency. But yeah, Leo's, Aquarius, and Gemini,
okay,
would be good for Gemini. Yeah.
Okay.
They're fun people. It's just, you know, they just could be a little, you know, all over the place a little bit. Yeah. Hence the twins. They're all, you know, one minute one thing and then one minute the next. So.
Okay. All right. What about Cancer?
Cancer.
And the dates on that?
Yeah. Cancer's June 21st to July 22nd. I love Cancers. They're so sweet, but they can be so moody. They're really, like, easily affected by things around them. So it's very important for Cancers to be in a environment of, you know, very peace and calm. Because if a Cancer is, you know, brought up in an environment where it's like a lot of chaos or like fighting or, you know, instability, the Cancer can grow up to be a very unstable person. And because they're so sensitive, honestly, it would be very like damaging to their psyche.
Wow.
You know? And I'd say that for Cancer because they are like, to me, I always see them as they're the most sensitive and they're like kind of like the babies of the zodiac because they're just so sensitive. You have to treat Cancer like almost like a glass slipper.
Yeah. And you know, this would have huge implications for family settings. And I'm going to mention a little later, we're going to be talking about that on the next show, but you know, just that just brings to mind, you know, if you've got children that are in this sign and, you know, that could have huge implications.
Oh, for sure. Like an Aries parent with a Cancer child. Oh, like Aries parent has to be very cautious of how they speak to Cancer because Cancer can grow up to be, you know, this very insecure pessimist where they, you know, they life is already hard, I feel, you know, and
yeah.
Especially the way that you view things. It helps to be an optimist, you know, and goal-oriented and go for what you want in life. But if Cancer, like, for example, grew up with an Aries or an Aquarius parent, those types of parents can be a little more strong than they need to be, stronger on the sign, to where it can hurt the Cancer or make them feel very depressed. Growing up as a teenager, you know, there'll be a big wedge in between because they don't know how to talk to their child because they don't, you know what I mean? The elements are all off and if you're too aggressive with the child's going to either, you know, explode or implode, you know, and either one's bad. So Cancers are sweet. They're like the psychics of the zodiac too. They're so receptive to everything. Oh my God.
Yeah. So which ones go good with Cancer?
I'd say earth signs or water signs. So earth signs or water signs would be like Scorpio, Cancer, Capricorn, not Cancer. Two Cancers together might be a little bit more tricky because they might kind of swallow each other in their own little, you know, if they fell into like a, let's say, of a depression. Neither one could pull each other out. They would just kind of drown in their own.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, they would drown in their own, you know, self-pity and their pessimist ways. But they need, like, a stronger sign, someone that can, like, little slap or two, snap them out of it, you know, like a Scorpio, Taurus would be great, a Capricorn. Bad signs, not bad, but, you know, not so good. More difficult signs would be Aquarius, a Leo, an Aries, or a Libra. Those signs would require so much more work. And like I said, you know, any relationship with two people that love each other and respect each other can totally work. It's just, you know, keeping in mind that some relationships are just going to be a little bit more difficult because you're all wired differently.
And going over stuff like this is helpful when you can understand where the person's coming from and what they're made of. And, you know, sometimes we are just who we are. And so this mm-hmm. is just to kind of shed some light on relationships mm-hmm. and it can be helpful. Okay. What about Leos? Now I'm a Leo, so this is going to be really interesting. And the dates the dates are what? July, what, 23rd through August 22nd?
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about Leos here.
Well, let me just say nothing but good stuff because you're a Leo.
Do what now?
I said, let me just say nothing but good stuff because you're
there
a Leo.
No, let's tell it. No, let's tell it like it is. We've got to tell it like it is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so you were the epitome of a Leo before the show because you did mention, you know, maybe doing Leo first. And I thought, I just giggled because I kind of thought we should just do it in the wheel, how it goes, you know, in order. And that's so cute because you're so Leo for saying, let's just do Leo first. But Leo, you know, they love to be up front and center. They're like the CEO, like I said, CEO of the Zodiac, the managers, they take charge. A lot of them own their own businesses. A lot of them, they're the leaders. They're strong. They're bold. It doesn't come hard for them at all. It's just so natural. A lot of these are entertainers. You'll know that a lot of famous people are Leos. But, you know, they want to have things done a certain way, very meticulous, very specific way, because Leos know best. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to delegate sometimes, isn't it? Yeah,
Leos, they know best. And if you think otherwise, then they're like, okay, that's okay. You can go over there now. You know, you can go over there now. Yeah. But, they're very loving though. They need to feel loved and adored though. I love this sign so much because they're the type that can get 101 things done in one day. You know, there is nothing that can be put off, you know, tomorrow that can be done today.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The sign for them. Yeah. They just have so much drive. It's amazing. You know, where other signs like a Libra might want to take a nap. Leo's like, no, let's go rise and shine. You know, let's get up. Let's go.
We hate putting stuff off at the last minute. I cannot stand that.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my daughter. My daughter's famous for that. She drives me crazy.
Well, she's Capricorn, right?
She's Capricorn. She's a Capricorn.
Yeah. And see, Capricorns are awesome, but they're so not like Leo in a sense where, you know, like, come on, let's go up and at them. Let's go. Let's do this. Like, where, like I said, the CEO, you know, you don't become a CEO of a company or, you know, a business, you know, man or woman by sitting on a couch. You do that by, you know, working your ass off and proving to yourself and others that you can do this. And you're constantly striving for the best, basically. So that's why I like to call, you know, Leos total CEOs of the Zodiac for sure. So the good, partners to pair up with a Leo would be, you know, Gemini. An Aries is actually pretty good with them, too. Libra can be as well. Libra, for sure. Signs that are not so, you know, needing to be that one person in charge. Because I'm going to tell you, if a Leo's in a relationship, a Leo's in charge. You know, Leos are not, you know, they're not passengers in the car. They're not ones to take the back seat. So those are good signs. And Leo and Leo together would be so much fun. I could totally see that working, but you know, they would have to always keep in mind of their pride, because they're prideful signs where they don't tend to want to acknowledge that their own feelings were either hurt or that they may be jealous or competitive. They don't, it's almost like where they want to strive for perfection so much to where they completely take themselves out of the human race. You know, they completely take themselves out sometimes of, you know, feeling like, you know, they're a part of, you know, people who get, you know, jealous or angry or hurt or whatever. So I feel Leo and Leo would be such a fun, passionate, you know, relationship, definitely great sex. Just going to put that out there, because Leos are so fiery. They're so fiery. We're so passionate, you know.
So would they have a Leo and Leo have a good overall relationship?
Overall, yes. But they have to definitely respect each other, because it could be like this. It could be one competitive relationship. So if the two love each other, definitely very much, which, you know, people in relationships tend to love each other very, very much. You know, they just have to remember the key element in a Leo and Leo relationship would be, mutual respect to the fullest. I mean, yes, in any given relationship, one should always, respect the other, but especially in a Leo and Leo relationship, because there's a bit of ego. There's a bit of ego at play with two Leos. Leo usually does really well with a sign that sort of backs down a bit, like a Libra. Mm-hmm. Libra doesn't mind. Libra totally takes a back seat for someone they love. I've seen many relationships like that where there's a woman, Leo, and the male's the Libra, and anything you wish is the type of relationship that goes on between the two of them. But Leo and Leo, it would either be a beautiful, beautiful relationship where two people come together and make great things happen, or it would be like a constant battlefield where they're competing with each other. Mm-hmm. So it would honestly, for Leo, I feel like it's going to be black and white.
Oh, okay. Unless you had one of the Leos that was kind of pretty much of a laid back Leo, which.
Yeah. There's not many laid back Leos, but.
Yeah. I'm probably more of a, since we're talking about my sign here, so I'm going to talk a little bit about
sure.
it.
No, for sure.
I tend mm-hmm. to be, for Leo, generally, I tend to be more of a laid back. I'm not always. Sometimes I draw lines in the sand, but I tend to be more of a laid back Leo. So,
yeah, no, and we should totally do your birth chart one of these on one of these recordings, because I'm telling you, birth charts just open up a whole new world. Because, you are right, honestly. I know you, Beverly, and you are more of a, laid-back Leo than the norm. I've seen some Leos in my days, and you have to have, your planets must be in other signs, because, like, your sun sign might be even, like, a Capricorn, something that relaxes you, because you are not like the average Leo, for sure. I totally agree. But you definitely have all that drive and stuff in you. But as far as Leo and Leo, it would either be a great relationship or not so much. It'd be either black or white.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. So which signs would definitely not go with a Leo? I think you said the ones that will. So which ones would not?
For Leo, Cancers might, Leo's too strong for Cancers. Cancers are, like I said, sensitive. And so Scorpio, neither. Scorpio would not be a good sign for Leo. That'd be, kind of clash of the Titans type thing. Taurus and Leo, again, clashing. Tauruses can be a bit stubborn. And although Leo and Taurus, together, Leo would dominate. Taurus would sort of, allow that for a time being, but Taurus is slow to anger. But once you get to Taurus, last straw, it's pretty much that's it. It's just the whole.
Are Leos very, the general Leo, very quick to anger or anything? I'm just curious as to how everybody else is.
Not Leos are not quick to anger, but once they're angry, oh my God, they're so pissed.
I am. It takes a lot to really get me upset.
Yeah.
Once you do, you better look out.
Leos don't get upset that quick. But once they're pissed, they're so scary. Oh my God. Like Libra's hard. You couldn't get Libra, pissed off. Maybe after a year or two. I mean, Libras is such a sweet sign. I love Libras, but nothing is slower to anger than Libra. But no, Leo, they have a pretty good temperament where, they don't want to seem like, where they're overboard, So they'll hold on to that patience, but it doesn't take too much after that, though. Like, once they're aggravated, you just don't want to piss them off. You just want to kind of, once you start seeing them getting upset, you need to totally back off of Leo, because Leo will roar like the lion it is and just totally make everyone run.
Virgo okay, is August 23rd to September 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're hardworking, hardworking signs. I noticed they tend to definitely be more of the sign that they want to love. They want nothing more than to be in a relationship. I mean, unless they're scorned, like most, you know, people that are scorned, they don't want to have anything to do with love. But I mean, you're talking about a real actual Virgo who's open, you know, and not at that point. They're pretty in need of wanting to love. Like they want love. They want to be in a relationship. That is the one sign that I know that's just kind of in dire need of one. They just don't feel complete unless they're in a relationship.
Oh, that's Virgo. Interesting. That's interesting. So which ones go good for Virgo?
Good with Virgos are Scorpios, Taurus, Cancers, and Capricorn. Again, any sign that's, you know, earth and water sign.
Okay, which ones do not go with Virgo?
Leo's definitely not. Aries, no, not so much. And Aquarius and Gemini. I think Virgo would be too clingy for most of those signs, too.
Okay, what about Virgo and Virgo? Would two Virgos go good together?
Yeah, I think actually that could work for a good amount of time.
Okay.
Those both just need to be realistic, and they tend to be daydreamers, Virgos.
Uh-huh.
So they got to kind of, you know, do hard work with, you know, daydreaming as well. Like they can't just get stuck in this world where everything's great and, you know, because it's not realistic. They tend to live in a lot of fantasy, I notice, Virgos. Virgos are very big daydreamers.
Okay.
But, and they can take things too much to heart, too. You know, they require a lot of work. Let's just say that much.
Okay.
Virgo. All right. And I don't know that Leos and Aries and Aquarius are in for the task, you know, I mean, unless they really love, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, Virgo can be a little overwhelming.
So. Okay. What about Libras? Yeah. Libras are September. We've got about less than 15 minutes. Libras are from September 23rd to October 22nd. What about them?
Mm-hmm. They're so sweet. They're like the sweethearts of the Zodiac. They're also, though, in need of attention. They tend to, get themselves in, I notice, in and out relationships. I know a lot of my Libra clients throughout all the years that I've been doing this, they tend to, you know, have relationships where only last a week or a month 5 months. You know, it's a lot of short-term relationships.
Okay, well, what about Libra and Libra? How will they work together?
Oh, that would be such a cute, short-lived relationship.
I thought they would work pretty good because I knew the one wouldn't want very long.
Oh, no. You know, Libras are so sweet, but they do need a backbone relation, like a backbone partner, someone who has a lot of, you know, strength to uplift a Libra, too, when they kind of get a little down on themselves. The great thing about Libras, they're so sweet. I adore that sign. You know, there's no sweeter sign probably next to Cancer that, you know, would be there for you, give you the shirt off their back.
Yeah.
But they tend to, you know, they tend to have a little bit of, issues with self-consciousness and they're just very insecure at times. And they need someone there to definitely, you know, calm them down or make them feel loved and secure. And unfortunately, two Libras would it'd be fun at first for sure. They'd almost both be so intoxicated with each other because they're so much alike and it's so sweet finding someone that just seems so perfect. But then, you know, once, you know, the champagne's on and the fun music dies out, you know, what's left is two people looking at each other thinking, wait a minute, you can't fulfill what I lack, you know, because they both lack so much of the same qualities, they just need someone there to sort of pick them up when they're feeling down, get them back on track too when they have goals, because, you know, Libras tend to have know, they don't fall through a lot of what they have planned. So a good sign with them would be, you know, stronger signs like a Leo, Aquarius, or Sag, to kind of help them back onto their little track where they fell off, you know, because they get detoured a lot. Just, you know, they just detour themselves by, you know, whether it's laziness or they just didn't want to do that after all, or they just don't feel like they can. They need a strong sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about signs that would not work for Libras?
Bad signs, probably a Cancer, because, you know, again, very soft sign. Virgo and Libra, not so much. Scorpio either. Scorpio's probably would get short-tempered with Libra.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's just, you know, Scorpio is a very, you know, dominant sign, which is like the next sign we're going to talk about, but they need to have also a partner who can hold their own.
Yeah.
They can't feel, you know, stifled with, oh my goodness, I have to pick up this person again or make them feel, you know, good about themselves, because they need someone who's got more, you know, ambition and whatnot.
So it'd be a little more challenging.
They can hold their own. They can hold their own emotionally. Yeah.
Okay. So what about Scorpios? Now, Scorpios are from October 23rd to November 21st.
Yeah, that's my sign.
Okay.
I'm a Scorpio.
I thought it was.
You know, Scorpios, they're very emotional. They're very receptive to energy around them. Again, is another psychic sign. Like Pisces is a very strong psychic sign as well. And so is Cancer, but so is Scorpio, because they're all water signs. So naturally they can sense what's to come. They naturally can, you know, spark anybody's pretty much interest. But the thing with Scorpio is they tend to, you know, they can get bored easily. And if someone doesn't hold their attention, they kind of can put them down and not look back.
Yeah.
So they need stimulus, stimulant in an intellectual way too. So they tend to be secretive, though. Not to say that they're holding secrets in. It's just they're not the type of person you sit down with and then they're going to spill their guts about everything, or they're going to gossip about people.
They're private.
They're
private people.
They're private, yeah. And only people who they feel they can, you know, be comfortable around will find out their secrets or what they ate for breakfast that morning. You know, because Scorpio is not the type, like I said, to sit down and be like, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da, and just spill the beans on everything and everyone they know.
Yeah.
They could tend to be jealous also. Jealousy runs high in Scorpios, especially the unevolved Scorpio. You know, unevolved any sign basically is kind of scary too.
Now, what are you talking about unevolved? Are you talking about like the less mature?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, in other words, are you saying that the older you are, like if you're later in life and you find these signs, things tend to go better?
Oh, yeah.
Because of maturity, which that makes sense anyway.
Yeah. And see, I wish we had more time on this podcast too to talk about that. But yeah, there's definite, you know, signs that, you know, when they move on to the next level of their psyche, you know, they like for instance, Scorpio, since we're on Scorpio, Scorpios can tend to be very persuasive. They're very persuasive. They're good businesswomen or men like me. I mean, I own my own, you know, business and I do my own thing. I work for myself. So we're good at maneuvering what we want and getting what we want. But an unevolved Scorpio will do that, and not always in the best ways. You know, they'll do it, you know, be like a bit of a manipulator or step on people's toes just because they want to get to where they're going. Now, you know, I know me as a, you know, when I was a teenager, I used to do that. I used to manipulate. I was good. I remember my stepdad would tell me, you need to be a lawyer. You would be the greatest lawyer ever. Because, you know, I could talk my way around anything and make you believe it, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But anyways, the evolved Scorpio though would use that to their benefit in a positive way, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely something that, you know, you don't want to abuse, you know.
Right.
There's in every sign there is, you know, positive, you know, they have strengths and they have weaknesses. So, you know, the evolved whatever sign, like an Aries or a Leo, would use their strengths for good and not for, you know, manipulation.
Right.
Which can actually make, I mean, you get two mature signs that can make any relationship better, which, you know, that just makes sense.
Oh, anyway. Yeah.
I mean, that's just,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
if we're not even talking about signs, that's just a common sense thing.
Yeah.
So which signs go good?
My daughter's great grandparents, one was a Aries and one was a, what was it? A Taurus. And, or Gemini, I believe. No. Taurus. Yeah, so basically a sign that, you know, wasn't like the most compatible. And they were with each other for 50-something years. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, just again, I want everybody to know, we're not talking about, you know, you're doomed if you're, you know, not
exactly
compatible to supposed signs. But it's just more challenging. It's just, there's more things you're going to have to deal with and go through.
Right. So, but, which ones
are
good? Yeah, we're good.
Scorpios are good with Cancer, Pisces, Capricorns, and Tauruses.
What about Scorpio and another Scorpio?
That would be a lot of fun. And, you know, it has been. I can vouch for that. But, you know, it was a very short-lived, very passionate, you know, encounter. I mean, it was no more than like 3 to 4 weeks, and it was fun. There was a lot of, you know, passion going on through there, but you know, it just wasn't, we were too much alike, and then the jealousy thing, and then it was too much.
Okay. So what about the
we are
fast running out of time, so we're gonna have to really speed up. We've got about less than 5 minutes left. So what are the ones that do not work with Scorpio or would be less likely to work?
Less likely Leos, Aquariuses, and Gemini. Gemini would make Scorpio feel way too insecure, like too much change. It's too much change.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so the next is what? Sagittarius?
Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are very powerful, interesting signs. You know, they love attention. They want to also feel in charge. They're the types that want to be like the, you know, CEO sort of the relationship. They have lots of energy. So anybody who, you know, wants someone that's not, they're not going to get bored of, you know, that needs constant stimulant. Sagittarius is great, but they tend to be, you know, I like to say, they tend to be the cheaters of the zodiac. They don't know. It's just, I think it's because they're so full of life. They want to experience everything. That they just, it's almost like they can't, you know, keep their pants on.
Yeah. Okay.
No, seriously.
Yes. So which ones would not work?
Bad signs for, you know, more difficult signs would be a Cancer, Taurus, and Scorpio, I'd say.
So what about Sagittarius and Sagittarius? Would that work or not?
That would be super sexy fun, but I think that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would. I think both of them need to have, like, you know, a following, and I don't think they'd want to follow each other.
Okay.
Not so much.
Okay, so now Capricorn, real quick. December 22nd through January 19th.
Yay, Capricorn, you're so sweet. You know, they're very easygoing. I think that this is like the adorable sign of the zodiac. Capricorns are, you know, they want to make people feel special and loved. You know, they need to be pursued. They're the type that need to be, they're more like of the feminine sensitive signs. They need to be pursued and wooed. They need to feel very satisfied, though, in a relationship to stay in one.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they'll fall into, like, a depression, I feel. Like,
oh.
they need to feel secure because it's, like, so important for them. Out of most signs in the zodiac, Capricorn really wants to feel loved and safe and secure. Yeah.
What about Aquarius and Aquarius? Would that work?
Oh, God, no.
No, no. Okay. That wouldn't be too good, huh?
I think it would be fun, but it'd be so hard to coexist between those two.
Okay. And this is just take it now with a grain of salt, folks. This is just for fun, but it does give you an idea of what relationships might take a little more work than others.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that was fun. That was, and wow, this hour went by fast. I mean, really fast.
I know.
And there's so much more we can talk about. And we may touch on that next time a little bit.
Yeah.
As we talk about relationships, we'll try to work in a little bit more of this stuff as far as some of the problems that can happen that and that can occur in some of these signs of relationships. That's also kind of interesting. So actually, it's all interesting to me. So, but thank you, Jessica. Just appreciate you sharing your extensive knowledge and on the signs of the zodiac. And again, you have got so much experience with this, and we just appreciate your knowledge and experience and your willingness to share it. And I also want to thank you for listening. And remember, next month we're going to be talking about the signs again, but we're going to be talking about relationships, mainly other relationships like your family relationships, and also maybe get into some business relationships. And I think that's going to be very, very interesting too. And again, this is Beverly Butler with the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network. And we will see you next time.